It is assumed that if you have the seed, you throw it. If you have the light, you shine it, right? That's inherent in the very nature of seed and inherent in the nature of light. Light is to be shining, not hidden. Seed is to be sown, not stored. So we listen obediently. Secondly, we listen appreciatively. We listen appreciatively. We listen obediently because it's innate. It's an innate obligation in having the seed and having the light. We listen appreciatively because of the individual opportunity involved. Look at verses 24 and 25. We've already looked at 23. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. A phrase repeated 8 times in the New Testament. And then we've looked at take care how you listen. But let's go to the back half of verse 24 and learn about listening appreciatively. By your standard of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given you besides. He's still in this agricultural mode, isn't he? This is all part of understanding the work of the kingdom, and much of it has to do with an agricultural perspective. Remember what it said, I commented on it back in verse 13, do you not understand this parable, the parable of the soils? And they didn't. And then he said, do you not understand this parable? How will you understand all the parables? On the other hand, once he explained that first parable, then all the rest became clear. Once he gave him the paradigm in the parable of the soils, all the other parables become clear. That's why he doesn't explain the parable in verse 21, the simple one, doesn't explain the one in verse 22, doesn't explain the parable in verses 26 to 29 or the parable in verses 30 to 32, because they don't need an explanation. Once you get the picture in the soils parable, everything else just falls into place. But notice in this one, again, with this kind of sowing and reaping imagery, by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. That is to say, God will give you back a return on what you sow, right? That's the point. Galatians 6, 7, whatever a man sows, he reaps. Sow sparingly, reap sparingly. Sow bountifully, reap bountifully. That's the basic principle. This is another truism that everybody would understand. The promise is the Lord will bless the seed you sow. The Lord will return to you blessing. It doesn't mean that all the seed you sow will bring about salvation, but what it does mean is that as you are faithful to sow the seed, God will be faithful to give you in return. And not just equally, because at the end of verse 24, it says, and more will be given to you besides. And at the beginning of verse 25, for whoever has to him more shall be given. If you're